Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something. So many parents are reaching out, feeling exhausted and overwhelmed because their little ones are having these intense emotional moments over things that seem so small. And I want you to know something really important right from the start. You are not alone in this, not even a little bit. If your child has hour-long responses to minor disappointments, if they seem to feel everything so deeply, if you find yourself wondering why such small things create such big reactions, I see you. I really do. And what you're experiencing, it's one of the most common challenges parents of 3- and 4-year-olds face. But here's what makes my heart sing. What you're seeing isn't a problem. It's development. It's your child's brain growing exactly as it should. Let me share what the magic book and the wisest researchers in child development have taught me. When your little one experiences these big, overwhelming feelings over something that seems minor to us, something absolutely beautiful is happening in their developing brain. They're in this incredible phase where they're feeling emotions with their whole body and their whole heart, but they haven't yet developed the skills to manage those feelings. Think about it this way. Your child's emotional experience is completely genuine. When they can't have the blue cup instead of the red cup, the disappointment they feel is as real and as overwhelming to them as any disappointment you've ever felt. But here's the thing. Their brain is still building the pathways that help them cope with disappointment. Those neural connections that help us take a deep breath, shift our perspective, or find another solution, they're still under construction. Research shows us that over 90% of children between 30 and 36 months experience these intense emotional moments. And by the time they're between 42 and 48 months, that number drops to about 60%. Not because parents are doing anything different, but because their brains are maturing. Those coping skills are developing. Dr. Laura Sisterhin and Dr. Paulette Y, who study child development, explain it so beautifully. They say that toddlers and preschoolers are experiencing this fascinating conflict. Part of them desperately wants independence. They want to do things themselves, make their own choices, be their own person. But another part of them still needs you so much. They need your comfort, your guidance, your presence. And they haven't developed mature coping skills yet to manage the tension between those two needs. So when something doesn't go the way they hoped, when they feel that frustration or disappointment, their nervous system becomes flooded. It's not misbehavior, my friend. It's nervous system overload. The American Academy of Pediatrics reminds us that prevention is our most powerful tool. And prevention doesn't mean preventing your child from ever feeling disappointed. That's not possible, and it wouldn't be helpful even if it were. Prevention means understanding the common triggers and supporting your child before they reach that point of overwhelm. The most common triggers: fatigue, hunger, illness, and frustration. When your child's basic needs are met, when they're well-rested and well-fed, they have so much more capacity to handle disappointment. It's like their emotional cup is fuller, so there's more room before it overflows. But even with the best prevention, big feelings will still happen, because your child is learning. And learning is messy and beautiful and sometimes really loud. So what can we do when those big feelings arrive? First, remember that your calm is their calm. When you can stay regulated, even when they're not, you're teaching them something profound. You're showing them that feelings are manageable, that they're safe even when emotions feel overwhelming. Second, help them name what they're feeling. You might say, "You're feeling really disappointed right now. You wanted the blue cup and I gave you the red one. That's frustrating." When you name their emotion, you're helping their brain make sense of what's happening inside their body. You're building their emotional vocabulary. Third, validate their experience. You don't have to change the boundary or give them what they want, but you can acknowledge that their feelings are real. "I understand you're upset. It's okay to feel disappointed." And fourth, be their safe place while the storm passes. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is simply be present. Stay close, stay calm, and let them know through your presence that they're safe and loved, even in the middle of big feelings. The research is so clear on this. When caregivers respond to these intense emotional moments with patience and validation rather than frustration or punishment, children develop stronger emotional regulation skills over time. They learn that emotions are manageable. They learn that they're safe even when feelings are big, and they build the neural pathways that will serve them for their entire lives. Now, I want to share something with you that the magic book showed me. There's a story in our library called The Garden of Growing Hearts. In this story, Kenji and Miva discover a magical community garden where seeds whisper their dreams and flowers bloom in response to feelings. What makes this story so special is that it teaches children something profound. Every emotion carries important wisdom for growth. When the flowers in the garden bloom in response to different feelings, children see that all emotions, even the uncomfortable ones, are natural and meaningful. After you experience this story with your child, you can help them remember that just like in the garden, their feelings are messengers. Disappointment tells us something didn't go the way we hoped. Frustration tells us we're trying something challenging. Sadness tells us we care deeply about something. When children understand that emotions are information rather than problems to suppress, everything shifts. They start to develop a healthier relationship with their own feelings. You can find The Garden of Growing Hearts in the Book of Inara app, along with so many other stories that support emotional development. My wonderful friend, I want you to hear this. Your child's intense emotions are not a reflection of your parenting. They're a reflection of normal, healthy brain development. Your child is learning one of life's most important skills, how to navigate the full spectrum of human emotion. And that learning takes time. It takes patience. It takes thousands of repetitions, but you're not alone in this journey. The magic book and I are here. The research supports you. And every time you stay calm in the face of your child's big feelings, every time you validate their experience, every time you help them name what they're feeling, you're building their capacity for emotional regulation. This phase won't last forever. Those neural pathways are forming. Those coping skills are developing. And one day, you'll look back and realize that the intense emotional moments have become less frequent, less overwhelming. Not because you fixed your child, but because you supported their development with patience and love. Until our next time together, remember this. You're doing beautifully. Your child is exactly where they need to be. And the magic book and I are always here, ready to support you with stories that help and wisdom that empowers. With love and starlight, Inara.